Well, the lawyers representing a Tamil family facing deportation have received hate mail. It shows how ugly the debate around Australia's immigration program is becoming. The family of four will know more about their future when the case goes to court on Wednesday. Their story is just one among tens of thousands of people in the same predicament. Political reporter Stephanie Boris has more.
Support for a Sri Lankan couple and their Australian-born daughters to stay here has been growing, but it's fallen on deaf ears.
It's not about the public mood. It's about what is the right decision in Australia's national interests to ensure that the integrity of our border protection regime is maintained.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the parents broke the rules and will not be getting special treatment.
They didn't come to the country in the appropriate way. They have not been found to have an asylum claim.
Priya and Nardes arrived in Australia by boat, and Scott Morrison maintains for that reason they can't stay here permanently.
The worst possible thing you could do was to send a decision, send a message which said, you know what? If you come illegally to Australia and the courts say you don't have a claim, then the government just might make an exception.
He says if the family is allowed to stay, it could encourage others to come to Australia by boat. Karina Ford is the immigration lawyer for the family and says that argument is flawed.
Because I don't think intervening on one case is going to mean that the whole system is going to crumble. The ministers have intervened on many other cases in other aspects of migration. It hasn't meant that there's been an absolute flow then of cases coming forward.
The case has captured the attention of many, and Karina Ford says it's brought out the best and worst in people.
Our office has received wonderful feedback about this case, but we have also received some hate mail today.
The family's story is just one of many. There are about 30,000 people living in Australia that are not eligible for permanent residency. Known as the legacy caseload, they arrived by boat before 2014. The Australian Human Rights Commissioner, Edward Santo, has called on the government to act.
Show some compassion and to not be kind of bound by the legal niceties, but make sure that we show compassion and good sense in protecting their human rights.
Some coalition MPs are also uneasy with the government's position, among them Barnaby Joyce.
I hate at times going at odds with Peter Dutton, who's a great minister, but I think this one's a special circumstance.
And Ken O'Dowd, the federal member for Flynn, which includes the town of Billawilla, where the family had been living. He's been advocating for the parents and children to stay in Australia, and in a statement to PM he said,
as recent as the last 24 hours, I have been speaking with Minister Coleman, Minister Dutton and the Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack regarding the Sri Lankan family.
A spokeswoman for Immigration Minister David Coleman says he won't comment on the case because it's before the courts, while Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has been out defending the government's decision not to intervene. He also took the opportunity to confirm a boat carrying 13 asylum seekers was intercepted last month. Shadow Home Affairs Minister Christina Keneally is questioning the timing.
This government, which does like to limit from the Australian people the information that is available to them, sometimes they talk about on-water matters, sometimes they won't. But yet the government, so concerned that the Australian people are speaking up loudly on behalf of this family from Billawilla, decide that they have to release information about on-water matters, about a boat that attempted to come weeks ago, in order to distract and to intimidate.
The family is currently on Christmas Island as their lawyers launch an attempt to have the deportation overturned. The case returns to court on Wednesday.
Stephanie Boris with that report.